It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning and welcome to News for Seniors on this very first Sunday in November. Did it get here so fast? Well, time is something that we can't do much about. And speaking of time, I just finished reading a most fascinating book about time. It's written by Jack Finney, who seems to like to go back in time. And it's called Time and Again. Well, Jack Finney was born and lived in California. He wrote for many magazines, and of course, the story Second Chance that I told Rod Serling about. He wrote Body Snatchers, and it was adapted to film many times. Well, Jack died in 1995 at the age of 84. Well, this story is about an experiment of sending someone back to the year 1882. It's the most fascinating book, and Jack makes you feel that, you know, this is possible. It's got me to thinking, if I could go back in time, which years would I choose? What years would you choose? I think I would like to go back to the 50s and the early 60s. Now, those were the days when the war was over, the housing industry was booming, fathers went to work and mothers stayed home. It's also a time when teenagers were viewed differently. In the preceding years, children were just children, you know, to be seen and not heard. Well, in the 50s, teenagers became an important section of society, and politicians and others realized that teenagers would very quickly become voters and customers. And to the new generation, of course, there was Elvis Presley, whose main audiences were teenagers. And as the radio had done in the 20s, providing us with news and entertainment, so the new TV did in the 50s, of course, broadcasting in black and white and later color. Some inventions of those years were hydrogen bomb in 1952, microchip in 1958, solar cell in 1954, the video recorder and the videotape came out in 1956. The nuclear power in England was in 1956. This was also a time of great affluence after the Depression years, and so consumerism took off in a big way, which in turn created jobs and wealth. In the 1950s, there were great fashions, and they were abundant. And a new house cost $8,450. The average income was $3,210. And by 1959, it was $5,010. A gallon of gas was 18 cents a gallon. And by 1959, it was 25 cents a gallon. The average cost of a new car was $1,510. And by 1959, it was $2,200. Would you believe men's all-wool suits sold for $28.98? A one-carat diamond ring was $399. A mechanical adding machine was $398. And get this, a rib roast was 29 cents a pound. Do you remember the cars of the 50s with their long fins? Well, parking those babies wasn't much fun. A Cadillac convertible in 1959 was priced at $5,400. Foreign cars were priced from $1,626. An Aero car of the 1951 was priced at $10,000, and it's no wonder it never caught on. An Austin Healey from 1958 was a powerful car. It had hydraulic brakes, four-speed transmission, and two-rear seats. But I think the one most everyone talked about in the 50s was the 1956 Chevy. Or maybe I got that year wrong. I don't know. Back then, I drove a black Buick convertible with red interior and speed up to 90 miles an hour. And I really did drive that speed going back to Columbus to see my pals at the radio station. Yes, back then, we had no seat belts. Kids sat or stood anywhere they wanted. My, well, times have changed. We're back to talk about movies, TV, and slang of the 50s right after this from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
Who will provide the same loving care for your parent or loved one as you would? What do you do during those brief periods when you have to be away? Or what about those times when the level of care needed is more than you are able to give? The Pines is the answer you are looking for. Ask us about respite care. Discover a solution that both of you will love. The Pines at Glenwood. A solution you can live with. A solution you can love. Call 740-376-9555 or 800-464-0161.
Do you remember some of the movies of the 50s? Well, there was A Place in the Sun with Elizabeth Taylor and Cliff Montgomery that was very popular, and that was in 1951. Death Set with Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy, and they made many movies together in the 1950s. Marilyn Monroe did her first movie called Niagara, and that was in 1953. Remember The Nun Story with lovely Audrey Hepburn? It was in 1959. On the Beach was also in 1959. The Snows of Kilimanjaro, Showboat, and Come Back, Little Sheba. And those were 1952. The TV shows, of course. There was I Love Lucy, and I guess that's still going strong, isn't it? There was Leave It to Beaver for the Family, and of course, Andy Griffith from Mayberry. Then there was Bonanza, Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, the family show, The Ed Sullivan Show, Funny Burns and Allen, and What's My Line, that was in 1975. And Superman was played by George Reeves. And then there was the Jack Benny Show, Father Knows Best, Dragnet, The Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason, and of course his TV show too. Mickey Mouse Club, Amos and Andy started then on TV, they had been on radio. The Texaco Star Theater, Adventures of Rin Tin Tin, and one of my very special favorites, The Twilight Zone with Rod Serling. There was also Have Gun, Will Travel, Marshall Dillon and Gunsmoke, and there were many more. I hope I mentioned your favorites. Do you remember some of the slang that was used back in the 50s? Well, here's some I found. See if you recognize any of them. Do you know what a blast meant? A blast meant was a good time. Bash was a great party. Cat was a hip person. Cool, which I think they still use today, meant something or someone extraordinary. Far out, I love that one. Ahead of the times. Hip was someone who is cool, of course. Heat was the police. See you later, alligator, which meant, of course, to see you later. Nerd, I think that's the same as today. Party pooper, no fun at all. Hot rod, special kind of a car. Souped up, that was a car souped up to go really fast. Square meant being a conformist. Way out, innovative. What's buzzing, cousin, meant what's new. And here are a few of my own that were not in the book. A zoot suit, and I think that was a special suit that really looked different. And the one I like to use as a copywriter in radio is On the Beam, which meant you're on the right track. Well, I hope you enjoyed your little trip back in time. Sometime we'll try other years. But the 50s and early 60s, they're my favorites. Life was simpler then. We were not afraid to take a walk at night. Some people didn't even lock their doors. We were polite to each other, and a handshake completed a bargain. And, of course, prices were low. People talked to each other, not on their iPhones. Cars did not look like tanks. And, of course, as I said before, I love the fashions. But the world keeps turning, and each generation is different. Let's hope the world turns in a better direction. Before we go, I'd like to say that the Marietta Welfare League took a step back in time at their meeting with a luncheon meeting last Wednesday at the Marietta Country Club. The history was told from the beginning of 1926 to 1966. Diane Swigert told about the beginning of Tag Day. Betty Fleming told of her interest in the league. And I talked about the 50s and the 60s. All in all, the Marietta League is an ongoing, successful organization. I'm so proud of them, and I'm also proud to be a sustaining member. Well, it's really time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors, also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is Morality in the Media. This is a great organization that's trying to bring about better TV, movies, and to fight porno. Just a reminder, this program can be heard on my podcast. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on Podcasts and Senior News, and you've got it. Remember to say a prayer for our country and the world. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.